Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the United States, there are over 73.8 million people under the age of 18. That's about a quarter of our population. And 23 million of that 73 are under the age of 5. That's a lot of kids, isn't it? Kids are everywhere in the world around us. We might see them at home. We might see our nieces and nephews at a family gathering. We might see children at work or bump into them in the center aisle at Target or see them in the bread aisle in Cubs. We're blessed to have some kids with us right now in our service. Why am I talking about kids this morning? It's because Jesus does in our gospel text. In our gospel text, Jesus uses children as an object lesson. He uses them to teach us about God's kingdom and who belongs in God's kingdom. Our Lord often uses agricultural images to teach us about his kingdom, but if you were like me and if you never grew up on a farm, sometimes those images and concepts can be a little bit foreign, although you can get the concept and idea. But in our text this morning, he uses something we all know about. He uses something we once were, kids. And he uses them to teach us about his kingdom. He says the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. And in our reading, we see that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. He is on his way to the cross. The transfiguration has already happened. He has cast out another demon. He has told his disciples for a second time now that he is going to be killed, but yet he will be raised from the dead. And as Jesus heads towards his end, he teaches his disciples about his kingdom, among many other things. And one of the things that Jesus teaches them before our text is about greatness and who belongs to his kingdom. After Jesus says, "I am going to be killed," his disciples begin to talk about who is the greatest among them. And they begin to bicker and argue about it. And so Jesus uses it as an opportunity to teach. He says that those who are greatest in his kingdom serve. And he takes a little boy and puts them in their midst and says, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. And he who receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." Though the kid seems small and insignificant, he is valued and connected to Jesus, who focuses on serving. In God's kingdom, every disciple represents his Lord and Master. But do the disciples learn what Jesus says here? How will they receive children? Our text gives us an answer, and our Lord gives us a teaching. Mark says that moms and dads and other caretakers were bringing their children to Jesus. And the word that he uses here suggests little kids. St. Luke says that people were bringing their little infants to Jesus for a blessing. In the Old Testament, a blessing would be given through the laying of hands. These parents and caretakers want their children blessed by Jesus. It's why they were seeking his touch. And can you blame them? As a parent or caretaker, you want what's best for your child. Why wouldn't you want a blessing from the Lord himself? And what do the disciples do to people seeking such a noble thing? They don't just stop them, they rebuke them. The word rebuke means to express sharp disapproval or criticism of someone. The disciples are dead against this. They're not just saying, "Please go." They're saying, "Get out of here. Shoo." They might even be criticizing these parents for their actions. They think these kids are too immature to profit from Jesus' attention. They don't think they are important enough to warrant a visit. They see them as insignificant, and so they turn them away. The disciples really reveal their lack of understanding about God's kingdom. They reveal their failure to apply what he has taught them, and who's really a part of this kingdom. And so what does Jesus do? He sees what's going on and might actually act, and he acts surprisingly about it. Mark says that Jesus is indignant. He is angry about what's going on. And there's only one time in our gospel, in the gospel of Mark, that Jesus is described as being angry towards his disciples. And it's right here. Really let that sink in for a second. He's not described as being angry at them when they leave him to die. He's not described as being angry at them when they constantly don't get it or when they misspeak. But he's angry at them for turning the kids away. That says something about Jesus, doesn't it? It shows us that kids are important to him, aren't they? Jesus has raised a little girl from the dead in Mark. He casts demons out of boys and girls. He says, if you cause one of these little ones to sin, it's better to have a giant millstone hung around your neck and tossed into the sea. Jesus says, God's kingdom, his salvation, belongs to such as these. He says, let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. He's appalled at what his disciples have done, and he welcomes the children, the weak, the lonely, the lowly, the vulnerable, and the helpless to himself. He says children shouldn't just be allowed to come, but that we should be like them as well. He says, truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. The kingdom, God's salvation, belongs to them. It's a gift. It's not earned, but rather received. Children have a simple trust. It's how they receive that he refers to here. A simple childlike trust in Jesus allows you to enter God's kingdom and to receive it. That's all there is to it. And so he then fulfills the parents' initial request. Really kind of picture the image that Mark gives us here. Jesus takes each child in his arms and hugs them. The Lord of the universe, the God of creation, nestles in his strong arms a little infant child. He hugs a little three-year-old girl. He hugs that little boy that comes up to him and pulls on his beard. Each child here receives his personal care and attention. And he speaks a word of blessing to them as well, to each and every one of them. Mark closes the curtains to our text while Jesus is busy with blessings. No one who came to him that day was turned away, who was left unblessed. Jesus uses this event to teach us about his kingdom. Our Lord uses children as an object lesson, as a model, because they receive love and gifts that, simply put, they do not earn. They simply trust and they simply receive. We really see this in our own lives, don't we? When a child is born, they've done nothing, absolutely nothing, to earn their parents' love and care. And over the next few months and years, they're going to not help that case either, as they will need to be fed every 4 hours, changed up to 8 times a day. They'll need to be cleaned. They'll need to be entertained. They'll need to be soothed and calmed. They're going to keep their parents up at night. They're going to spit up on them and sometimes drive them crazy. But despite all of that, they trust that their parents will give them the love and care that they need. They trust in that, and they receive that. Children accept gifts as a matter of course. They don't make a promise to be better tomorrow to receive today's gifts. Jesus uses kids because it shows how his kingdom, his salvation, comes without our effort, without our deserving it. It's only a gift. It's only received. The lives of kids really reflect and demonstrate this concept, and it's shown clearest right over there. There's a good reason this text is always read at baptism. There's a reason why Lutherans love to use this reading. It's because it completely shows it at baptism. The kids that are brought up often cannot come up themselves. They can't crawl, they can't roll, they can't move up here themselves. They often cannot speak. That's why they have sponsors. They don't often realize what's going on, but yet God's salvation is given, His Spirit gifted, faith created, His gifts received, and a new child welcomed into His family. This happened at your baptism. This happened at anyone else brought up here who has been baptized. God's kingdom and salvation comes with outer understanding and works through means and ways the world doesn't value or understand. Things like water, word, wine, and wafer. All people, like helpless children, receive our Lord's blessing and enter His kingdom through faith. This is true for you. All people, like helpless children, receive salvation through His death and resurrection. This salvation and forgiveness is freely given to you. All people, like helpless children, have not earned this by good deeds or good things they will do. It's only given. It's only received. Really, what a blessing that is. We live in a world where everything is earned. Our grades, our salaries, our value, our worth, our home, everything we do in this world is, and what we receive is what we've worked for, what we've earned. But not this. The greatest thing is only given. God's kingdom is a gift of grace. Over 23 million people in our country remind us of this truth, and so do some other people in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in and with Christ Jesus. Amen.